Alabama Republicans, Democrats, and the education community are still in an uproar over a sweeping education bill rushed through the Alabama legislature. It's known as the Alabama Accountability Act and would offer tax credits to parents for transferring their kids from a failing school to a non-failing public or private school. Now, almost 2 weeks later, there are questions about differing versions of the bill, one some lawmakers thought they voted on and another that actually passed. We talk about that now with Kyle Whitmire. He's a local political reporter with the Birmingham News. And Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So what is this confusion about two different versions of this school bill?
Well, in the conference committee, this committee that's supposed to hammer out the differences between these two bills where this entirely new draft first appeared, the copy of the bill that was handed out it appears to have been different than the bill that the House and the Senate voted on a little while later after it was referred out of the conference committee. This creates a whole new legal wrinkle in this fight about, was it even, did the Republicans accidentally pull a switcheroo on themselves when they were trying to pull a switcheroo on the Democrats?
So what are the differences between the two versions of the bill?
Well, I mean, the version that Paul DeMarco said that he thought that they were voting on, DeMarco's the representative from Homewood, included a line saying essentially that a private school or a public school could not be required or forced to accept a student that it didn't want to admit. And, Senator Del Marsh has said, I thought that was redundant, so we took that language out of there. It's still a little bit unclear when that language was supposed to have been put in because there's, there's sort of this curtain up to beyond a certain time when, lawmakers were doing this in secret. But this is very important to, very successful school systems, especially systems around Birmingham that don't necessarily want to see a flood of students pouring over their borders and into their school system.
So what does this mean politically if it turns out that this bill doesn't allow those non-failing public schools to say no to new students? What does this mean for Republicans in the legislature?
Well, the question of this all along has been, how many of these type questions have been thought out? And, what happens if you are stuck in a failing school system and you want to transfer to an adjacent system, but they don't let you, or they pick and choose? Or what happens if they pick and choose based on who plays football the best or who the smart kids are? Does it create a brain drain that sort of concentrates, your most challenged students in school systems that are already having problems? I mean, this could really create problems on both sides, both for school successful school systems that suddenly might be flooded with students, and with failing school systems that already have problems.
Well, the bill's been temporarily blocked by a Democratic judge in Montgomery. There's a hearing scheduled for Friday. State Senator Scott Beeson, among others, have been subpoenaed. What do we expect to come out of this hearing?
Well, first, everybody's watching to see if the Alabama Supreme Court's even going to let it go to that hearing. We're looking to see if they were going to make a ruling today. Republicans have asked them to sort of preempt the circuit court. The key questions before were, had the legislature violated the Open Meetings Act, and, had they sort of broken their own rules? And now there's this third question that's going to be thrown into the mix. Regardless, though, everybody sort of assumes that whatever decision comes out of this court is probably going to be overturned by the Alabama Supreme Court unless this new wrinkle proves to be more substantial than the previous two objections that the AEA had made.
With that in mind, that with a Republican, nine Republicans in the Alabama Supreme Court, the case likely to be appealed there, and Republicans in the beginning have called this a historic bill, but with all this controversy, could this be a muted victory for Republicans?
Well, The question right now still is it a victory? The governor could add executive amendments to it, which would send it back to the legislature. The more interesting thing to me right now is that there's a political fight going on. They're media buys both by AEA and the Republicans throughout the state. There are robo-dialers going out. This is beginning to look like a political campaign, not something that's in the bag, not something that is very close to being resolved.
Kyle Whitmire is a local political reporter with the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.